Now, on Friday, the Westpac Rescue Helicopter Service had their big charity golf day here at Muswellbrook Golf Club. It was a huge success from everything that I've heard since Friday. And joining me in the studio to give us the lowdown is Danny Ether from the Westpac Rescue Helicopter Service. Danny, how you doing?
Morning, Jess. I'm doing very well. It's a little bit sore and exhausted. It's amazing how you don't do an event for nearly 2 years and then you get thrusted into doing something. It's like, wow. Forgot what it feels like.
Yeah.
So, Friday went off extremely well.
Yeah.
I could not be more proud of the Upper Hunter and how we all continually rally for whatever cause it is, but particularly the Rescue Chopper Service. So it was a great day. We had over 140 players.
That's awesome.
At the club, which was a great showing of support. Mm. We probably could have sold another 5 places, I reckon, 10.
Yeah.
We were sold out, but we had a last minute of the morning cancellation. So, it was a great, great turnout, and the vibe amongst everyone, it was just not, I think, best way to summarise it was everyone was pleased and happy to be able to be doing something outdoors, but also supporting the chopper service, which is beautiful, and it's definitely shown in the fundraising results.
Well, how much was fundraised on Friday?
Oh, I think we need to call for the drum roll or something. Oh, we've got drum rolls.
Oh, I've got an applause. That'll do. Give us the figure first.
It was, believe it or not, and I'm blown away, it was just over $30,000 raised. And I just go, wow, how lucky are we to have that wants to get involved and support such a valuable service that we all know so well. Massive thanks. And to all of our sponsors that got on board, whether they are our naming sponsors, Orica and Epiroc, all the way through to the support that we got from our whole sponsorship. And our whole sponsors are the first time I've seen in a long time. All got involved. We had a number of businesses that did activations on their holes, and look, the smallest amount that one of them returned was $100 that they'd raised out of a guessing competition or something that they did out there. So there was cash buckets coming in throughout the whole day with different things that they were doing. So
that's awesome.
Just adds to the pot, and as we always say, a little bit from everyone makes a huge difference. So massive thank you to the sponsors, but also the players. Really, it's all well and good to put a little activation or do some sort of game on the holes, but you need those players to put their hands in their pockets, and which they did. So a massive thank you to everyone there. Big congratulations to the Muswellbrook RSL club team that won.
Well done.
You're going to ask me what the score was that they won by?
Even if you told me a golf score, I wouldn't get it. So.
But I think it was, from memory, it was about 53 and three quarters, possibly. Possibly. I could be wrong. Broden will tell me when I run into him next. But, massive congratulations to those guys. It was just a nice... great day, and a huge thanks to the golf club. I know that we've got many great facilities here in the Upper Hunter, but the golf club would just continue to blow me away, and their support of the community, their support of everyone, and just the professional way in which they provide assistance to organisations such as the Westpac Helicopter is second to none. So a big thanks to Daryl and the team for making us always feel welcome, and definitely making us feel a part of the family, which is really nice. So onwards and upwards to the next one, as they say. We'll find a date in the calendar, and we'll lock in for our 2022 event. So definitely big thanks to everyone. And also, lastly, it's a couple of our volunteers that came in from Merriwar and one from Singleton. They definitely made it easy to be able to do the fundraising activities, but as always, if you're interested and anyone's listening out there, by all means, I'd love to have a chat to you, and you don't have to be going to meetings and all that sort of stuff. It's just about getting involved and doing things and providing some support when we've got activities and events coming up, because that's where a lot of our support we need. I'm only one person, and it's always nice to have an extra set of hands or two
exactly
at those times.
Yeah, exactly. And the chopper service, Bear and I have said a couple of times this week already, and it's only Tuesday when stories have come up, the chopper was so busy over the weekend, and you could pretty much guarantee that lives would be lost in the Upper Hunter without the service.
Oh, absolutely. And I think I counted with the alerts coming through just over the weekend, like on the Sunday, I think our crew out in Newcastle did nearly close to 5 to 6 jobs back to back. And that started very early in the morning down at Belford with a motor vehicle accident there. And they were pretty much nonstop throughout the day. And I think people go, how many times does that chopper service, that chopper in the air? And you just go, well, it averages 3 times a day. But there's days where the crews are not on the ground. They don't get a chance to take a breath and they're back out. But that's what they're there for. That's why the community, we support the service. And we're very lucky and fortunate to have our medical crew there being able to provide that assistance and giving people a greater outcome, which is crucial.
Exactly.
And we all drive the roads, and unfortunately motor vehicle accidents and road incidents are always that high proportion of what the service responds to. So it's definitely, we're in a vast area up this year, so it's always nice to be able to get that rapid transportation. But also when you get that rapid transportation, you get the very best medical assistance. So it's definitely been, I guess it brings it back home as to why we run things like the Golf Day.
Exactly.
And you can see why it's important that we continue to support the service.
Exactly. And of course, keep an eye on the Westpac Chopper's brand new sexy website to keep up to date with the upcoming events.
Absolutely. And also our mission reports. There's a great little tab there you can click, and it gives you the monthly update. So for anyone that hasn't checked it out, rescuehelicopter.com.au. And it was probably very remiss of me not to say, Jess, and I'll throw it in just before I forget, was with the Golf Day, is we announced and presented Joe and Margaret Matthews, who have been a long associated with the Rescue Chopper Service through the Black Coal Cup. Obviously, Margaret and Joe have taken a step back, but what we wanted to do is recognise their years of support, and over $2 million was raised through that Golf Day. It was funny, we were talking, the last Black Coal Cup had 64 teams. That must have been from sunrise to sunset. And we have presented them, and we will continue to present the Matthews Family Cup, which all of our teams will play for each year in our Upper Hunter Golf Day. So
fantastic.
A nice way to recognise Margaret and Joe, and I know that they were very appreciative of the fact they didn't expect it, nor did they seek that recognition. But it's important because they are definitely two individuals that have laid the foundations for the support in the community here, particularly in Musselbrook. So a big thank you to Joe and Margaret again.
Exactly. Well, Danny, heaps going on. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Absolute pleasure, Jess, and I'll see you next time.